Irate, welcome. This walkthrough is built for you and 31 Consulting, from what you told us.
Absolutely. It is great to be here and dive into this.
So, imagine waking up on a Tuesday and you find that the, 40 or 50 minor micro decisions that usually just drain your mental energy before you even have your first cup of coffee, they've already been flawlessly executed while you were sleeping.
Right, which sounds like a dream.
Exactly. I mean, your incoming requests are triaged, your project data is perfectly structured, and your baseline deliverables are drafted and literally just waiting for your final polish.
Yeah, that shift from a totally manual architecture to an autonomous agent-driven model, it completely changes the fundamental physics of your day-to-day workflow.
So today, our mission for this deep dive is to map out exactly how that becomes your reality. We're going to briefly walk through the 6 recommended AI agents tailored specifically for your operation, and then step back to look at the overall return on investment based directly on your answers.
And we really have a solid sequence to cover with these 6 specific agents, but what really matters is the underlying mechanism, right? How they communicate with each other to build momentum for your operation.
Let's get right into it then. But before we map out the specific mechanics of the very first agents, I want to ask, how should Ray be visualizing this upgrade?
That's a great place to start.
I mean, when transitioning your operation to an AI-driven model, is it better to think of these 6 agents as like a suite of incredibly powerful software tools? Or should you be looking at them as a completely new tier of digital team members?
Oh, you really have to view them as a digital extension of your team.
Yeah.
And understanding why comes down to the actual mechanism of autonomy.
Okay, how so?
Well, a software tool is entirely passive. It just sits on your desktop waiting for your keystrokes.
Right. It only does what you tell it to do.
Exactly. It only processes what you actively feed into it in that exact second. But a digital team member is active. It's context aware.
Yeah.
Because these agents are built with these autonomous reasoning loops, they don't just wait around for a command. They run continuously in the background, monitor the parameters you've set, and they actually anticipate the next logical step in your workflow.
So they aren't just calculators waiting for an equation?
No, not at all. They are constantly organizing the environment around you.
Wow. Okay. That distinction changes everything.
Mm.
So, let's start at the front lines. Based on what you told us about the immediate friction points in your operation, these first 2 agents are built specifically to handle initial intake and triage.
Right. Agent 1 and Agent 2.
Yeah, their primary function is organizing incoming information, managing those early stage client interactions, and structuring the raw data for 31 Consulting before it ever even hits your desk.
Basically, we are automating the front door of your business.
The front door, I like that.
And to understand how powerful this is, you really have to look at the actual mechanism. Agent 1 does not just forward emails. It uses natural language processing to instantly read and parse unstructured text from a client. So it extracts key entities like deadlines, scope changes, budget mentions, and automatically maps those data points into the correct fields within your project management system.
Okay. And then Agent 2 steps in.
Exactly. Then Agent 2 assigns a priority tag based on a strict set of urgency rules that you define.
Wow.
This creates this massive ripple effect of clean, perfectly structured data that makes absolutely everything else downstream run exponentially smoother.
It's kind of like walking into a premium medical clinic, right? Where the triage nurse doesn't just hand you a clipboard to fill out in the waiting room.
Right, they do way more than that.
Yeah, they instantly run your blood work, chart your vitals, and have your complete medical history loaded onto the doctor's tablet before the doctor ever steps into the examination room. Like a world-class air traffic controller.
That is a perfect analogy.
But wait, let me push back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about automating the very first interaction a client has with your operation.
Yes.
In a high-stakes consulting environment, relationships are the core currency. So if a client feels like they're getting a robotic canned response, trust just breaks instantly.
Oh, totally.
How do these initial agents maintain the precise personal standard your operation is known for?
That is the exact right challenge to raise. I mean, if this were just automated template replies, it would be a massive step backward.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
But the technology here relies on dynamic tone matching and sentiment analysis. When Agent 1 receives a message, it doesn't just pull from a static list of responses.
Okay.
It analyzes the specific sentiment of the client's email. Like, is it an urgent, anxious request, or just a casual project update.
Oh, wow. It can actually tell the difference.
It can. And then it crafts a bespoke acknowledgement calibrated to your exact operational voice, addressing their specific concern while securely routing the complex requirements to your dashboard.
So it's protecting that personal touch.
Exactly. They do not replace your personal touch. They protect it. By handling the structural intake flawlessly, they just strip away all that administrative friction. So when you finally do reach out to that client, you are fully energized and equipped with perfectly organized context.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
And because Agent One just structured that chaotic client email into a clean, actionable data set, the system doesn't need to stop and ask for directions.
Right, it just keeps moving.
It instantly triggers the core workflow, which naturally leads us to Agents 3 and 4. Now, these two are designed to integrate right into the engine of your business.
The heavy lifters.
Yeah. They process complex information, manage your core consulting deliverables, and execute the day-to-day operational tasks you highlighted in your answers.
Once the raw materials are perfectly organized by the intake agents, Agents 3 and 4 begin the actual assembly.
Give me a specific example for Ray.
Sure. Let's say you need to generate a preliminary market analysis framework or draft a quarterly strategy deck for a client. Agent 3 uses a process called retrieval augmented generation. Instead of just guessing, it securely queries the historical repository of your operation's past successful decks, extracts the relevant structural frameworks, and populates them with the newly acquired client data.
So it's building on your past success.
Exactly. And then Agent 4 runs conditional logic checks to ensure the formatting and the baseline math actually align with your operational standards. They really execute the profound structural heavy lifting.
Which naturally brings up the concept of decision fatigue.
Oh, absolutely.
Because when you are running a successful operation, it isn't always the massive high-level strategic pivots that burn you out.
No, it's the little things.
It is the thousand tiny micro decisions you have to make every single day. Approving a format, verifying a data point, advancing a project status.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Exactly. So if Agent 3 hits a conflicting piece of data while drafting that market analysis, does it just guess? Or does it halt the entire process and dump the problem back onto your lap? Because, frankly, that kind of defeats the purpose.
It does neither, actually. And this is where confidence thresholds come into play. You define the operational boundaries.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, for minor routine formatting or data mapping where the agent has, like, a 95% confidence score based on your past behavior, it just executes independently.
Just handles it.
Right. It completely eliminates that baseline decision fatigue. But if the agent encounters a nuance, say a conflicting data point that drops its confidence score below your set threshold, it stops. It does not guess.
Yay.
It packages the conflicting information, outlines two or three viable options based on your historical frameworks, and then presents it perfectly for your final sign-off.
Oh, I see.
It basically tees up the micro decisions so you have the mental clarity to handle the macro decisions.
So it essentially functions like a highly competent chief of staff.
Yes.
It knows precisely what it has the authority to resolve internally and exactly what requires your specific signature.
That is exactly how you should interact with it.
So your mornings are no longer spent unjamming the metaphorical printer of your daily operations.
Exactly.
And because Agents 1 through 4 are handling the intake and the core execution, you suddenly possess something incredibly rare in the consulting world, pure bandwidth.
Which is the ultimate goal.
You finally have the time and energy to step back and look at the big picture. And that is where Agents 5 and 6 come into play.
The strategic layer.
Yeah. These final two agents are purely strategic. They handle high-level analytics, they forecast trends, and they assist directly with the long-term planning for 31 Consulting.
This is the pivot point where your business truly transforms from a practice into a scalable enterprise.
Because you're out of the weeds.
Right. Most operators get trapped working entirely in their operation, you know, putting out daily fires and managing immediate deliverables.
Yeah.
Because the first four agents have taken that weight off your shoulders, Agents 5 and 6 allow you to shift your energy to working on your operation.
Working on it, not in it.
Exactly. These strategic agents monitor the meta layer of your workflow. They track the velocity of your project completions, analyze internal resource allocation, and they even run predictive models to show you exactly where your capacity will bottleneck 3 months from now.
Okay, I have to stop you there. Because while having a dedicated 24/7 R&D department sitting in your pocket sounds incredible.
It does.
Also sounds a bit too perfect.
Right.
I mean, human operators miss things, sure. But how does an AI actually spot a complex operational bottleneck or a new opportunity without the nuanced lived context that Ray carries around in their head.
Well, it all comes down to how these agents store and retrieve information using vector databases.
Vector databases.
Yeah. Human operators are fantastic at intuitive, nonlinear problem solving, but we have limited working memory. Like, we might forget a minor client interaction from 8 months ago.
Sure. Happens all the time.
But agents 5 and 6 map every single data point across your entire operation mathematically. They literally compute the distance between concepts.
Oh, wow.
So the most surprising things they uncover are usually cross-client synergies or invisible bottlenecks. They might notice that client A's supply chain issue is mathematically adjacent to client B's new logistics software.
Uncovering an opportunity.
Exactly. Uncovering a massive emerging demand for a service you haven't even formalized yet. Or they might detect that every time you onboard a specific type of consulting project, a completely unrelated internal process slows down by 15% 3 weeks later.
That's crazy.
They uncover these non-obvious correlations because they have total recall of your operational history.
That is fascinating. So they aren't just summarizing the past. They are mapping the underlying geometry of your business to predict the future.
Exactly. They provide a level of operational self-awareness that is simply impossible to maintain manually when you are bogged down by daily execution.
So with all 6 of these agents working in complete harmony within your operation, handling the triage, executing the core workflows, and mapping the strategic future, it all builds to one ultimate question.
The bottom line.
Right. What is the actual payoff? Let's walk through the ROI picture. Based on your answers, we are not just looking at a simple equation of hours saved multiplied by an hourly rate.
No, it's way bigger than that.
We are looking at a compounding return on investment.
The ecosystem effect is the critical mechanism driving that return.
The ecosystem effect.
Yeah. If you adopt just one agent, you get a linear, isolated improvement. Like, you save a few hours on intake. Mm-hmm. But when you link these 6 agents together, the output becomes exponential.
Because they talk to each other.
Right. Agent 1 feeds perfectly structured data to Agent 3, which allows Agent 3 to execute the deliverable faster, which generates cleaner operational metrics for Agent 5 to forecast your growth.
Everything speeds up.
The time saved isn't just empty time. It is immediately reallocated back into the system. The exponential value of these 6 agents collaborating seamlessly is that your entire operation becomes lighter, highly responsive, and infinitely scalable.
It is the exact difference between updating a single spark plug versus swapping out the entire combustion engine for a hyper-efficient electric propulsion system.
That is perfectly said. And that ecosystem effect highlights why the real ROI for 31 Consulting isn't just about cutting administrative costs.
Right. It's not just about the money.
I mean, yes, the financial metrics and the sheer volume of linear hours saved are massive, and those are fully detailed in your written playbook.
Sure.
But the ultimate profound takeaway is the massive cognitive load lifted off your shoulders. It gives you the ultimate luxury of leverage.
Leverage, I love that.
You are no longer the bottleneck in your own business. Your capacity to take on complex new clients, deliver incredible value, and scale your broader vision is no longer limited by the physical hours in your day.
The ultimate luxury of leverage. When you strip away the administrative friction and automate the micro decisions, you are left with pure momentum.
Pure momentum, absolutely.
Which brings us to the end of our deep dive today. Mm-hmm. But we want to leave you with one final provocative question to ponder.
A little something to think about.
Yeah. With this entirely new level of operational leverage doing the heavy lifting in the background, what entirely new services or bold strategic directions could 31 Consulting explore tomorrow that seemed completely impossible yesterday?
That's the real question.
It really is. Thank you, Recky, for listening. The next step right now is to open your written playbook and complete the qualifier page. We are thrilled to see where you take this. Goodbye.